Okay, so so what we did last time was we just started to discuss the din of shekesef, in particular the mugwar of din, and how we get to shteimen. So here we just mentioned there seem to be two basic approaches. The first, which works really neatly here, although it's more difficult than the markedushin, is that kesef in the Torah Stam refers to the lowest denomination of kesef tzuri, which was a ma'ah, and shnayim. Right, so that's where you get ma'ah from. And shnayim, you just get from ma'ah kelim shnayim af kesef shnayim. That's Rashi, and the Rimigashas as well. Alternatively, as one of the Rimigashas works. Alternatively, perhaps the Torah specified that it needs to be mamon chashuv, and Chazal established that this is two men, and there are two variations here. Either the Torah specified you need two chashuv units of mamon, and Chazal came to me'en, which is what Rashi sounds like, or the alternative one could say that Chazal said mamon chashuv, the entire din is derived, meaning both shnayim and me'en are derived from just what is mamon chashuv. That sounds like at the very end of the Rimigash. Okay. What we came to now was the Shitas HaRambam, and in particular, somewhat of a difficulty in the Rambam. Still now, we have no reason to think that this is anything but a pure din d'oraisa. However, the Rambam says something strange. He says, on the one hand, that in Halacha Aleph, he says that this is a Halacha, aren't they? Ein Chaya v'Shuas, Shuas, Ein Chaya v'Shuas, one of the Mitzvahs min HaTorah, right? Ad she yodu pruta v'yachor be anyone misses chayav shuva min haTorah ad she yodu pruta o yeser v'yachor b'shtei me'en kesef o yeser. So both right, shtei me'en kesef o yeser. So at that point it sounds okay. It's a din min haTorah. Then at the very next halacha he says kol kesef aron b'Torah he shekel kodesh. So that's the third sheet, just in terms of what exactly the kesef of kesef tzuri was. Presumably thinks that it doesn't necessarily refer to the lowest denomination. It can refer to maybe the most prominent denomination. Oh, yeah.
So the Magen Mishnah says this is like a different shita, like a shita acheret. What does that mean, a shita acheret? Meaning
it's neither the dinar nor the ma'ah. Stam kezef the Torah, when it says kezef tzuri.
It says kezef tzuri, oh, it's just stam.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a read of the Gemara. I mean, it's not a different shita that we don't see in the Gemara.
This is a different... What do you mean exactly? Which you're referring to?
I think it's Aleph. Meaning, like the way that we have to then answer all the same questions that the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and the Rabbosim and the Rashi have to answer about how we got to Ma'ah and how we got to if this Kesef is different.
I think it'll be. We'll get to that in a second. We'll see what he says. I think we'll have to interpret that based on what he says. But I think in the end it'll be very similar to Rav Sharashi, and the prod that doesn't make it doesn't really affect too much is what was the stam kesef tzuri. I think it's very similar to Rav Sharashi. What they didn't agree was what was the stam kesef tzuri. But how you got from something which wasn't how you got the shtei kesef of me'en, which is not the kesef tzuri, right, that's a crucial issue that faces both of them. I think that the answer probably is similar for both of them, and we'll get to this in a minute. But it happens to be that what was kesef tzuri is different, but it's not really, doesn't have that much impact in our context at least. The alternative, what we would have expected based on just the general assumption about what kesef tzuri is different. But it isn't that either way, right? Both Rabbosu Sharashi and Rambam share that. Right? They don't. In the end, we don't apparently go with what would have been based on just kesef tzuri generally. But the issue is when he says kesef that. So this part is not altogether that significant for us. What is more significant is he says that shekel kodesh is what you would have kesef tzuri. That's 20 times the ma'ah. The kol kesef shal devrayhen mimatbei Yerushalayim shayasel shalhen echem mishmona bo kesef v'ashar nechosh kmo shebe'arnu. Okay. Exception to this is ma'ah. Either way, ma'ah was apparently kesef naki, even Yerushalayim. And then he says the line which is creates a problem. Ufi shezet shetzirichli yos kfiras atayim shtei kesef him devrayhen asu asa shtei kesef shal Yerushalayim shein shtei me'en lo asu asa shnei shkalim shekel kodesh. So in other words, if the din here was a deraisa, it sounds like he's saying, right, then we would say that you need to be kofir b'shtei shkolim, 40 men. But because it isn't, because only the rehen, so then Chazal just came to the shear of two men. That's what it sounds like he's saying. And this raises questions. One is just how does it square with the Gemara? That's the problem that bothered my Mishnah. It says, well, the feature is that, one second. The Rambam says here is davar tzarich, even the hamashma hasad mikra yofinuma. So it sounds like this is something which is derived from sukkah. So that is not the biggest question. Everybody's familiar with this, not there's the Rambam, the notion of a smachta, right? They have a dindir banan which is associated with sukkah in the Torah, but not really bona fide derivation from there. So that part, it's, that question itself is not that that daunting. The question, which is more serious, is number one, really, internally with Rambam. He had just said that you're not chayiv min haTorah. I'm sorry, that chiyuv is min haTorah. Right? Ain't chayiv ad she yachbor, ain't chayiv b'shusim mitzvah min haTorah, ad she l'chulei. One of those things is v'yachbor sheimen. So that's really quite challenging. How does Rambam, what is internally going on here? The Rambam on the one hand says min haTorah, then at the end, on the other hand, he says it's derabanan, debrayim. So here I think there are three directions that one could go. I priori, you can just consider three possibilities. One is to say that really the Rambam thinks that it's purely Dirabana. The whole thing is Dirabana, and it's Smachli, like the Smachli, and like the Drushas, like the Mishnah, it's all Cheshvan, why in the end it seems, the Rambam would have come to the conclusion these are Smachlis. The issue then to consider is, then what does Rambam mean when he says Achiyot the Minotaur? Right, so here we have some that take this route that I think it's entirely a din midrabanan, and they suggest as far as the ratio, right, the perek halach aleph, that this is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you'll correct me if I'm wrong. I thought the Lashon Mishnah said this. Can I look at it? Was Kiryat Sefer says it also? What?
Yeah.
That
Kiryat Sefer and Lashon Mishnah
both say this, right? That when the Rambam says min haTorah, he's referring to specifically the first part of that clause, right? Anyone who loses chayv shvu min haTorah, achiyod rebruta, oh yes sir, the yachbor b'shem and kesef, oh yes. So the Rambam, when he says min haTorah, is only talking about the first part, achiyod and min haBruta. I don't think that's, I'd rather leave it as a sarcasm even than saying that, because that just doesn't seem to be the way language is used usually. When you say something, this isn't, this din is min haTorah. The Minotaur, you require A and B, and to say that it's only the A that requires Minotaur, is required Minotaur, not the B, it's very difficult, strained, I believe, with Venus IT. I think if we were to go in this direction and say that it's purely Dirabanan and Rambam, which I think is possible, I was just thinking that maybe a more promising approach here would be to say that what he means when he says, Ein modu mitzvos chayav shvu Minotaur, the Minotaur here is not modifying Chiyuv. L'chayev. It's modifying Shvur. This, I think, is somewhat Mechudish, but I think a little less Mechudish than, much less Mechudish than what El Rosh is saying. When he's saying here, Emeh Mos Chayev Shvur Min haTorah, he doesn't mean that there's no Chiyuv Min haTorah for a Shvur. What he means is there's no Chiyuv for a Shvur Shal Torah. Meaning, and this is referring to the sheet that the Rambam held, you see later in the Perek, and Perek Rosh Hashanah is the first thing he says here, you are Chayev Shvur Seses. These requirements are only for the chiyuv shvua shel Torah. Even if it's right, and this is the shitas Rambam. This is the Rambam's shitas. So the Rambam held that that when you don't have a chiyuv shvua min haTorah because there's no shekesef, so then but you still have chiyuv shvua seses. Does that mean the language of Perish Rishon here? No. We want to get him right on. No, right on.
The Gemara podcast. I can get low on it.
It's the first mission of Perek Vav in Shavuos.
So the chiyuv derabanan.
So it's a chiyuv of a shua derabanan.
A chiyuv derabanan of a shua derabanan. If you hit that level, if you hit that level.
No, it's saying that. What? No. It's saying that. We would say the Rambam does not tell you what the force of this is here. What level do you need to have shema en?
But if you have shema en, you're mechayev.
But then you're chayev a shvuah is one who makes us.
Shvua
Minat Torah.
What
do I mean? Right, you're Chayiv, Shvua Minat Torah. Not that you're Chayiv, you're Chayiv, the Shvua of Mod Mikzas. You have it?
And even less. So what point would the Diraisa be, though? The Diraisa would be even less than?
Yes, presumably. I mean, around.
So then either way, you're Chayiv, Chayiv, Shvua, Diraisa. Either you're Chayiv. Meaning, if the
the Rabbanan said, we're not going to employ that. Just like the assumption here is that they have discretion to do this, which you find the Rishonim assume, because in fact we don't implement any of these anymore. The Rabbanan actually came along and we're talking, and we're not going to impose the Shvua Shel Torah. Yeah, do you have it?
Yeah.
Right? So he says, Perek Zion. He says,
yeah, Pirish Amr Pater, who Pater in Mishwas Torah.
Right. Pater, in an Amr Pater, meaning if it's less than Shikasa, Pater, who Pater Mishwas Torah, Avachai, who Shwas Hesed. So maybe that's what's being reflected here, that Ein Mod Mitzvah Chayav Shua Min HaTorah means a Shua Satorah. Meaning he is Chayav Shua Satorah either way, but the Shua Satorah, now what's an Afimina? The Rambam? Nikita Skevitz. Nikita Skevitz is not a Shua Satorah. I'm sorry, Nikita Skevitz is required for Shua Satorah. Shua Satorah is not a Shua Satorah. It doesn't require Nikita Skevitz. So Rambam's parameters here of when are you Chayav Shua with Nikita Skevitz is... Right? Only if it's Shemen. That din we don't know yet in Halacha Aleph. What's the tokef of that din? We find out in Halacha Beis that that's a din derabban.
Halacha din derabban mechayev shvua deraisa.
It's not being mechayev shvua deraisa. It's holding back a shvua deraisa.
But if you have shvua,
min haTorah, you would be chayev for shvuas mod mikta. You would be chayev to take shvua mod mikta even be, let's say, if he's kober be, you know, be pruta. The Rabbanan restricted the scope of implementing that and said, we're only going to do it for Shtei Kesef. So that's a Dindur Rabbanan about implementing the Chiyuv Shvua Shel Torah. Then there was, and this, by the way, I think in the Rambam was clearly the case that this would be in stages, meaning in the time of the Mishnah, there was then no Shvua. I mean, there was no Shvua Bechlah. Right, they just didn't. They weren't mechayev the shvua at all. And then when Rav Nachman came along and said, "Well, mechayev the shvua says the makom there's no chiyuv shvua shel Torah," that then reinstated the chiyuv shvua shel Torah. This is lahalacha for the Rambam. It happens to be true that the Rambam held that in these cases there is a chiyuv shvua says. What I'm saying is maybe that was what you know that was already being foreshadowed in the first line of he's in order to be chayev shvua of min haTorah. And Yeshua Shal Torah, then you need to have the two men. That's as opposed to saying Yeshua Ses, is that actually you'd be chayiv anyway, even without. I don't know how obvious this is. If he had said Shvua Satorah or Shvua Shel Torah, then I think this is the answer. Right? That can only really mean, that language definitively means that the Suga Shua is a Shua Shel Torah. When he says Shua Min HaTorah, so I don't know that the Rambam ever, whether in any of his works, whether in Pirush Mishnayos or here or in Sefer Mitzvos, ever calls the Shua HaTorah Shua Min HaTorah. So maybe this is, so this would be dependent upon buying that the Rambam could describe the Shua HaTorah as Shua, he would say Shua Min HaTorah to mean that. But I think it's possible. Something that at least I haven't seen anybody say, but something to think about. So that's the first approach, right? That this is purely a din derabanan. The alternative would be to say it is essential. It is purely a din d'oraisa. Now, before we get into what the problems with this would be, so the question, why I think this is very difficult to say, but how would you just even what's the initial unveiling? How do you say that? I mean, he says midivrayin. So here you come to the interpretation of the Kiryat Sefer, right? The rival slash rival of the Rav Zakara, Kesef Mishnah. They were contemporary. I think Rav Zakara was a little bit younger, if I'm not mistaken. But the Kesef Mishnah and the Kiryat Sefer are essentially contemporary. So his interpretation of this is that this is essentially entirely a din d'oraisa. What does it mean when we say Divrei Zohar, I'm sorry, Midivrei Ein then. So he says, this is the second Dirush. He says, nearly the Hydrasha, the Tanu, the Taneu, Inyan Lakfir, the Baya Bays, man, Davi Asmakta. Okay, that's the first of the derision. But after Onomar, the Hadab, the Kfir, Havi Minatora. Hashukatsu, the Rosh Hakara. Right? It says Minatora. That means Minatora. Umash Kasakan, and this is obviously then the central question. Umash Kasakan, the Kfir, Satana, Bays Kesak, Shahi, Midivrayim, wrote so Lamar, Shalamdua, Chachamin, Behekesh. Bekesho, Kamakalim, okay, the animal, and then why would you call that Midivrayim? So he says, this is the Ram Lushitasa. The animal, Mishosh, Shemido, Shatorin, addressed to him, Obehekesh. I don't know what that to me does not. I'm not sure what Obehekesh here means. The Rambam, when he says Shoshos Midos O, is Beribui, because Ribui is not one, Ribui Midos Beribui is not one, and Ribui is not one of the Shoshos Midos, but we do generally use it. So I don't know, Hekesh, I thought, may just mean logic. The Rambam
uses that's a general term.
Yeah, for logic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's accurate, meaning it's Lavdavka Shoshos Midos Shatar Deshvan. The category here that's significant for the Rambam, this is a general point regarding this charge of the Rambam, regarding this theory of his, is that what we're talking about is things that the Chachamim or Motziyam, that the Chachamim came to, the Fishadaito, the Rambam has a good description of it in Hilchos Mamrim, when he speaks of three categories, and the he further breaks it down into five. But in Mother Mamram, he has this is the middle category. He says, he's listing the ways, the content that comes out of Beis HaGadol, that to which we have a chiyuv, for which we have a chiyuv to listen to them. And Apiatari Shirucha. He says, Echad Dvarim Shalamdu Asan Mipieshmua, Pain Dor Shabalpeh. Okay, so those are things which they're just transmitting to us, they're just communicating to us, things which they've received each with each. Okay? And this is where some of the breakdown comes in Pirush Mishnah, those themselves around distinguishes into two categories. There's the things which have nothing to do with Torah Maksav, and not interpretations or expansions. They're just separate dinim. Those are what we call Halachos of Moshe Sinai. And then he says there are Pirush Megubalim. Pirush Megubalim, the Rambam always writes Mipi Ashmua, Lamdu. That these are interpretations, but not of what's written, but not interpretations that were needed, that waited for people to think about. These are interpretations that Moshe Rabbeinu said when the Rosh Hashanah told me this, this is what he's explained to me, is that he meant this. Rambam gives the example of Ezra Mishnah. Ezra, what's a Priyat Chagat? So there are different approaches to this question, by the way, in Rishonim. The Ramban, for instance, just thinks that Hadar is actually the proper noun. It's a pronoun. It's a shame of the fruit that in Aramaic is called Ezra. In Hebrew, the name for it is Hadar. I don't know if it's subsequent to the Ramban, but if you actually look like in a modern Hebrew dictionary and you write Hadar, so the citron, which is the species that is the Esrog, from which the Esrog comes, is called the Hadar. I don't know if people are like, yeah, that's a good word. Use the Ramban, or there's like some Sora from the Ramban is right. I don't know. But the Ramban had a different answer to that question. Priyat Hadar means a very beautiful fruit. So how do we know then it's the esrog and not the lemon or the grapefruit or passion fruits are pretty impressive looking, the dragon fruits. So the Rambam says because the Kashrut showed Moshe Rabbeinu an image. So that's what I mean. That creates up. Sukkah. What is sukkah? Moshe Rabbeinu. You know the Rosh Hashanah. What's sukkah? All right. So these are the Perush from Hamikubala. So that's the Rambam. That's the first category. Then he says, "V'echad dvarim shalom dum nipidaitam ba'achas ben amidah shatar dresh behen v'nirei beinayim shadavar zek hachu." So those, and then you have after that. That's the second of the three. And then the third is takanos examples. And this is in the Rambam. The Rambam held that those two fall under what's left of Mahogazan and the Rambam. So what we're talking about here is the Rambam's position regarding those, that middle category. It's things that they came to on their own, based on either Shatar Jeshben or Hekesh, or they just thought that this is what the Pasuk means. So the Rambam Shita here, he mentions, is somewhat controversial, because he mentions in the Shorash Beis that these aren't to be counted among the Minyan Mitzvahs. The Ramban seems to have taken a kishruto, although he wonders about it, but in the end he says that it sounds like the Rambam thinks that this is the case, that things that they understood, they derived based on their understanding of it, so those are only midrabanan. He says that's impossible. It can't be, for a lot of reasons. The Ramban specifically connects it to, and this is something which Rambam himself did, Kiddushi Kesef. Right, the understanding was that the Rambam, when he says in Mishnah Torah, it was Yishus, that Kiddushi Kesef is Midibur Sofrim, the explanation for that is that's because it's derived from Gzeri Shava, and that's based on this principle, right, that things derived from Gzeri Shavas, Midurabanan, they're called Midurabanan. Jack Agav, again, there's no need to have connected that to that. The Rambam himself did that in one of the Chuvas, I believe it's the Chacham Elonil, where he says that the question was asked of him, why did you write, the question was actually asked, why did you say, it sounded like you weren't so bothered by Kesef being Midurabanan, which would have been my question, but they say, why is Kesef Midurabanan, based on the fact that it's derived by Hekesh, if Shtar is Minata, if you say Shtar is also derived from Hekesh. I'm sorry, Kesef is derived from a Zereshav Kitha Kitha. Apparently, I have a Kabbalah from my in-laws that it's one of the two most famous Zereshavas. The other two, I saw this also. Kitha Kitha is Zebron. But Shtar is derived from Hekesh, Havai Eliyatsiyah. Also one of the Gimelidos. So Rambam writes back to that I also thought what you're saying, I felt like you're saying, that they're the same. The reason I came to realize that it wasn't so was because Chazal say, the truth is he points to the Gemara just points to the Pasuk, which says that there's a Nara Murasa who's a Besula. Shalayda. How is it possible that she was Murasa if she's a Besula? If you think that the only method the Torah references, so the truth is, well, I don't want to, let's say, if one way to formulate this, if you think the only Torah, the only method is that's Doraisa, okay, in whatever sense is Doraisa, is Kiddushe Kesa, is Kiddushe Bia, so then that's an impossibility. You can't have Erisin without her being a Ba'ula. So the fact that there is some other method that's already evident in the Pasuk, and therefore he came to think that Shtar is Dvar Torah, in the sense that he writes, these methods are Dvar Torah, then he says, Kesef is Dvar Sofrim. So that's what Rambam says in the letter. But he says, in explaining why Kiddushin Kesef, he writes in Dvar Torah, he does indeed point to the I may be collapsing two letters into one, I don't remember now, two of his Shuvos into one, but he does point to that second one. He says, look what I wrote in Shor HaShirini, that'll help explain why I write this in Dvar Sofrim. Okay, so the Ramban says he took it then to mean this, and then he said that doesn't make any sense. That Kesef is Midibur Sofrim is only a Din Derabanan, so that can't be. And here I think this is a question that there's no way that you can have. I mean, the Ramban asks a bunch of other things too. I mean, this is quite shocking to see this, that somebody thinks that things that are general. Let me just clarify again. The Ramban, everybody recognized that there are two kinds of dinim that are associated with Gzeir Shabbos and Yomim Midos, etc., that are not covered by this. One, which the Rambam says, is a Doraisa, pure Doraisa. It's a Perish Magubal, for it's Lachash Mishinai, usually Perish Magubal. And what you'll find in the Psukim, it's a Smach in the sense that the Psukim are not the source of the din. The source of the din was something that we were taught it directly, specifically. Chazal just also try to show how it can be sort of hinted to in the Mikra. That's not the source of the halacha. That's a din d'oraisa, purely in piyah shmua, which then Chazal try to sort of retroject back into the, try to connect the Torah Shmuel with the Rosh Chutzav and say, oh, here's the hint to it. This is true. I think this answers a lot as an aside. In terms of things which are, I think, the Rambam's fault, particularly with things that are probably less compelling, we would say, how could that possibly be the, you know, the source of this din? The pasuk doesn't mean that at all. And it's a din d'oraisa. So the Rambam's answer to that is, the din d'oraisa is not based on the pasuk, it's based on the Mipiyash Mu'ah. What they're trying to do is just show how that's reflected in themselves. That, the Rambam thinks, is d'oraisa. Everybody agrees, on the one other hand, that there's d'rabbanan. Rambam also acknowledges the smachos. Right, that in there, what the Rabbanan are doing is not interpreting; it's more of a homiletical exercise of just associating with you know, so think of it a mnemonic so you can remember it or something along those lines. Maybe they're trying to be motzi min hapoel, as in machogs about smachos and rishon about what the idea of smachos is. But either way, those are the Rabbanans, and everybody's fine with that too. The question is, what about those things which they are genuinely understanding to be derived? Generally deriving from the mikro based on these yugim midos. That's the issue. So this was shocking to Ramban, but as a general point, he thought that that's impossible to say, but then he says specifically, just pointing out, and here I think is the critique which he mentioned regarding Kiddush Kesef, but it's really a systemic critique. These dinim do things which the Rabbanan cannot. As I mentioned to you last time, right, the Rabbanan do not have the power, as far as we know, you know, Sifra Sazal, and as far as we know that the Rambam, you know, we don't find anywhere something that would enable them to just create a new method of creating Kiddushin Deraisa. It just doesn't exist. To be able to, as an example, have all the effects of Kiddushin Deraisa, to be able to have Misa for somebody, to be Chayav Skiyuv, to have, I mean, just, there's just innumerable ramifications of a Kiddushin Deraisa that really are not within the ability of the Rambam to initiate on their own, to legislate. So that to me is the most, I think is the, so the Rambam therefore just says this doesn't make sense. I think the answer though must be that the Rambam didn't really mean that it's only it only has the authority, the legislative authority of a din d'rabbanan. Because had he meant that, it just couldn't be, it doesn't meet the standards. So this I think was the probably the motivating explanation behind this motivating factor behind the typical understanding of this party in the times of the Rishonim, which was the Rashbatz's understanding. He was, I think, the first to articulate it. That the Rambam, when he says that these things are midirabanan, does not mean that they are tokfam midirabanan. He's only calling them derabanan to indicate that we only know of them from the Rabbanan. Now here, this is what an interesting thing to point out here is that he connects to, I believe he does. He connects it to, I don't remember actually if he connects it to, Divrei Sofer in the Rambam in the Pirkei Mishnah. The Rambam several times, Divrei Sofer says that, I don't necessarily mean that something's derabanan when I say Divrei Sofer. But almost inevitably in those cases, it's talking about Dvarim Shalom Du Mipi Hashmua, not Dvarim Shalom Du Mipi Daita. So the question of whether or not there's a connection between that particular statement in the Mishnah and what we're talking about here is open to discussion. Either way, the basic point that the Rashbatz makes is this is not to indicate that the source, the tokef of the chiyuv is only on the level of derabanan, but rather just the knowledge of it. How do we came to possess this knowledge that we have this din? That was purely midirbet sofer, purely from the rabanan, something that in this context, again, he doesn't specify this, but I am. In this context, it's purely derabanan in the sense not only that we didn't know in terms of its transmitting, it's being transmitted to us, but actually they're the ones who came up with it. They're the ones who specified that din. They based it, the source for it was their understanding of what the Torah says, but it had to await their formulation. They were the ones who explicated the Torah to be saying this. I think that explanation of the Rambam is already really goes hand in hand with what something he says in the Shorash itself, namely these are kulam shorashim mina anafim mina shorashim, meaning the Torah has this sort of raw material, the latent material. The Rabbanan to be analyzed closely to draw out the implications. Hashem didn't himself mention the din that the Rabbanan then discuss. He provided, sort of encoded it, provided it to be mined by the Rabbanan. This is a conception of Torah Shebaal Peh, which has a long, long and authentic history. That the Baruch Hu provided sort of the raw material, which the Rabbanan come and develop and creatively apply and creatively understand. So now what the Rambam is saying to Shorash Beis though is that they are not to be counted in Sefer Mitzvos, because Sefer Mitzvos is a Sefer which includes Targum Mitzvos Shenemar Luta Moshe Mitzvah. That means particular commands, imperatives that the Torah says, right? Do this, don't do that. Right, particular imperatives that the Ribbono Shel Olam rather specified to Moshe. That's what's being listed here. Chiyuvim, dinim, and dinim wouldn't necessarily be on this list anyway. Part of the issue is we're talking about not just mitzvahs but dinim. Dinim wouldn't probably be on this list anyway. But even when these dinim, I mean, because they're even a din d'oraisa would be just part of a different mitzvah. But even if these are, even if you get separate imperatives which could be considered candidates to be counted on a list of separate independent mitzvahs, they wouldn't, because they were not Nemar L'Moshe Mitzvah. Now, it happens to be just that the Rosh Chodesh is understanding, which again is the controlling one for the vast majority of the Farshei Rambam. He says that, you know, as an example of what I mean by Min Torah, he says, for instance, you would have a Sveiko would be L'Chumra. I actually think there are, I think that's a question to be asked. Halachos from Sinai already, the Pirmigunim cites different opinions about whether an halachos from Sinai, which is undoubtedly Min HaTorah in the sense that it was authored by Hashem, it was communicated by Hashem, but whether or not the din of Sabbath Chumrah depends on the Baruch Hashem specified this halacha, or was it included beferish in the Torah, that already I think is an open question. To me, the major argument is simply the fact that this enables us to have din do what they do, right? Inasmuch as this is as the major point here is that this is the Rabbanah's understanding of what the Torah said. This is how they understood. This is what they developed to be, what they understood to be the Torah. They analyzed creatively, but based on what their understanding of the Torah. And therefore, these dinim are not limited by the Rabbanah's legislative authority. I think you have certain supports for this understanding of the Rambam in that.
Can you give an example of what would be the difference of authority? Meaning you're saying that.
Precisely this question. Number one. Actually, two. I'll give you two examples. One is whether or not it has an impact. Whether or not it's limited by the constraints of rabbinic legislative power.
Exactly. What would be a limit?
You need an explanation for how a rabbanan can do things. So, as an example, yesh kof yachamim, what? Lakor dover min haTorah, b'sheva taisa, doros. Or, b'kum yaseh, l'migad yonosa, l'shah. They do not have the power to deviate from a din d'oraisa, b'kum yaseh, l'doros. So just as an example, enabling you to put the noif of the isha mukudeshes the kesef to death, one very simple example, is not something that they have the power to do. As a kviya l'doros, they could do something like that as a horah shah. That's already the Gemara Sugya talks about something like that. On Shabbos,
right, horse.
Yeah, right. So they could do something like that as a horah shah. They cannot be koveya such a thing. As a din l'doros, unless there were, you would assume that the need for such a thing would be also l'doros, but that's already actually something that's not possible. Just an example, and so I'll just tell you quickly what I mean by that is the din the Gemara the Mishnah in Sanhedrin speaks of the din of kippah, the mishalach of Hashanah, the rotzeach she, let's say you have gedus miuchedus, and therefore can't put the rotzeach to death. So the mission said we're going to Moshe Tifa, basically passively by neglecting him, we may enable him to die. So the question is, what's the makom for this? So the Ran refused to say that this is a din d'rabbanan. He thought it could not be. I mean, even if you say that there's a need for it, because because otherwise Yisrael Barotz can show chedem in Yisrael, he thought that he could not have a din based on that kind of exigent authority of base, and that is like just established the Mishnah as just halacha, the devil's. Maybe you could say, it sounds like Rambam would say, maybe we just have a Kabbalah that if necessary is what we do, but you can't establish that as just a din, as if now it's just become part of the permanent regular laws of the Torah that, you know, this particular case, we're going to be putting this person to death, he says that that can't be. I'm not sure that's so obvious, but either way, even if it weren't obvious, even if it isn't true, there you have an exigent situation where you need to deal with somebody who is, you know, very hard to get Davis in a new fetus. So, you know, that that may justify a continuing permanent legislation, but in general, we don't have that. Things like Kafaras Adar, I mean, there's just, even just this particular case of Kiyusha Kesef, the Yerban, in that particular case, has probably hundreds of nafkaminas that are just not within the power of the to enable, to have Kafaras Adar. So she's going to go, right, so, you know, the Baal Menatora is not really going to make Adar, right? But the Rabbanan recognizes Kiyusha, so they recognize the Kiyusha, so he now is going to be made for Nidra, she's Mukhiyat to follow the Nidra, and she's going to go violate it because there's the Baal of Nidra. They're running out of the power to do that. Again, unless there's some sort of exigent circumstance, right? So, just I mean, there are just numerous implications of this. I mean, they probably don't have the power to enable you to remain with your wife if a karov of the isha that is only karov midirbanan really, mitzada hanisuin. There's you have somebody one of the Korvei Ha'isha that is Mekudeshes to you, Midirbanan, meaning they use Kesef, so then they are, let's say, Mekadesh, the Isha Korva Lo, right? Or let's say Mekadesh's sister, as an example, right? Minatar, Rabia, or Rishtar, right? So the halacha is that you don't even need to get, because it's Kishin Etosin, it arrives. That's so then you're running, and you can remain with the wife, right? That's something that ought not be true, and really doesn't seem like to fit within the power of the Rabbanan to do if this is only a condition of the Rabbanan. So numerous circumstances really need to justify. Chazal have brought power within the Imaminos. They have power otherwise, usually under exigent circumstances, to go against the Nekelros, or if it's a Sheva Taisa, they can do that as a permanent exercise. But other than that, it's not. You can't. So, just to explain what we have, you need to, you know, you need to come to what something like what Rashi is saying. But my point is, I'll give you one other raya quickly, and that is the Rambam. I wasn't intending to get into all this, but since we didn't get the chance to look at enough of the other makoros, I'll just mention this now, meaning for the next part of the topic. But the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim has different. The different kinds of dinim that a Beis Din that Chazal legislate have different halachas regarding the ability to revoke it. The halacha is regarding a kanos v'gzeiros, depending on the nature of it, it's either something which you need a Beis Din which is gadol v'minyan v'chachim v'minyan to revoke, or the Rambam had the opinion that if it's a gzeira, a siyag, to prevent some sort of averus, then actually held that it can never, there's nothing you can do with it, can never be revoked. Interesting in its own right. But what's halacha though, if regarding the tvarim han nemadim yigo midos, or tori reshvedin? Ram says, this has never been, I don't think it's implemented typically, and for good reasons. The Ram says, if you don't need a basin which is called nebchadminim, if the shoftim should be yumim ahim, simply read the pasuk differently, they don't think it's compelling to say that. Then that's it. There's no longer the din. Rabbanan have the ability to say this gzeira shava is no good. It's surprising on the one hand. On the other hand, I think that actually kind of proves the point, where it's a support for this point. If it were based on the legislative authority of the Rabbanan, so we know what the Rambam thinks about that. You cannot, when you're going against the legislative authority of the Rabbanan, so then you have to match or exceed the authority that their authority. But inasmuch as the source of this din is not the legislative authority of Banan, but the legislative authority supposedly of Torah, which has been interpreted by the Banan, right? So then in order to revoke it, you don't need to contradict, you don't need to sort of reverse the legislation, you just need to understand that this was actually never in fact what the Torah had in mind. The Torah was the authority. And if it doesn't actually say what the other Beis Din thought, then it simply doesn't exist at all. So that actually, the ability to reverse these din, I think, is actually a support for this. But It also is, I think, one of the nakaminas between, and maybe perhaps even why the Rambam would say, it's another implication of it being only the Rabbanan, what the Rambam calls the Rabbanan, meaning it's an understanding of the Rabbanan. Why do I need to know that if it's the Raisa? Well, you would want to know it because potentially subject to reversal. Right? The things that the Torah told us, that Hashem told us directly, the dinim, that he actually specified, are obviously not subject to any kind of revocation. If you have a din Torah, which is a din Torah, but, right, but it's based on davar shalom dumi bidatam, in theory, it's open to being, it's subject to interpretation, reinterpretation. So that's another nafkamina. So there's at least two, I think there's a third. One is the nafkamina between its between this and standard derises. Number one, it doesn't belong in the list of mitzvot shenemru l'moshe misina. Number two, it's subject to reversal, which I think is actually a support for the idea that it's not a rabbinic legislation. But either way, it distinguishes it from a classic deraisa, from the standard. And then number three, I think also, you typically don't get onshim on when you violate the principle itself, meaning not necessarily the sort of the dinim that emerged subsequent to the understanding of the rabbanan. Like the case, if you have, if they understand that case of kiddushin is a way you can be chayav, you can become mikudesh ben Torah that has certain dinim, but just isurim that are derived from this process also don't. But this I think is probably, first of all, an explicit one of the explicit kalim regarding malchios, which is ein onshim minadin. Minadin, meaning kal v'chomer, minadin more generally, right? We don't punish based on kal v'chomers, and I think this is how I understand at least. This is rooted, probably in large part, in the base principle ein onshim minadin nasirim. We discussed, right? You need an azhara mivoeres b'torah. It can't be that you need that you can. You'll be forfeiting person. You know, you'll be forfeiting your right to life, or you'll get subject to makos. You know, onshim guf. You know, based on something which you don't have immediate access to. You need to have access to a talmid chacham who needs, you know, need to be wise enough to realize that he's telling you the truth. And if either of the, so that in as much as that's a kind of a chisaron in the ein onshim minadin nasirim. You know, that ashar is not mivu eres enough to have it. So I think there are several nafkaminas to these things, but either way, the point is that the tokef, in other words, these understandings of the Rabbanan, of what the Torah is saying, that were formulated, the demon themselves were formulated as specific demon by the Rabbanan, they have the tokef mina Torah. Whether or not the nafkamina for that is remachmir, well, kid. Spiseko, they have the token of Torah. They're not limited by the constraints of rabbinic legislative authority. They also not, they don't have the protection, so to speak, of the rabbinic authority in terms of revision. However, it is important to note that these are not straight, sort of, you know, received by the Baruch Shalom for different things. Not they shouldn't be in the list of target mitzvah and revolutions. You know, they shouldn't be. They're not. They're subject to revision, and also that there's no one. That's big old my understanding of it. And this is, I think, something along these lines is the general understanding of this Rambam, and so coming back to our topic, so, right? So the Mabit says this is what the Rambam here is referring to. Midivrayim here just means midivrayim, right? It was based on drashos, so that's what he's talking about. Why? But I think this is extremely problematic. So first of all, I think even though. Probably, I believe that, you know, doctrine being invoked here is you know, solid, but meaning the Rashbat as opposed to the other, forget academics, you know, deacons aren't over them. Typically, I think they don't understand this. they don't, for them, the questions they ask about, you know, how could this possibly be to the right, it doesn't, they don't have that authority to do that. Like, they're not bothered by it because it's not something which, I don't think, question, whereas it's a non-starter, right? I mean, if you're sensitive to rabbinic law, to Talmudic laws, so then that question is not just something you can brush aside. But anyway, but there were according to the thought otherwise. But either way, even if we accept the standard approach, the problem is what the Rambam here is doing. He doesn't just say it's Devarim. He says, and because it's Devarim, so then the Kesef, what it means, is different. Meaning, had the Torah said, Kesef, right? Shotsuri, I'm sorry, Kesef, had Torah meant, you know, that this was, the Kesef Shel Torah would have said it's Kesef Suri, therefore it would be Shekel, because it's only Nidivrayim, so the Rabbanim came along and said it will be Ma'ah. It's hard to see exactly how that makes sense within this interpretation. Anybody have a suggestion for that?
Does one of you want me to tell you that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, the Rambam doesn't really describe it that way here. He says, since it was up, sort of left up to the Chachamim, so they came to...
Maybe it's the way that the idea we said about Chashuv.
Yeah, they're probably... But that's not this point. This point is something which is the reason that the Rambam is saying Midivrayim is not because it involved any kind of sort of discretion. It was because it was interpretation of the Rambam. This is what the Nesul Pasuk would be saying. That's the doctrine of the Rambam, is that things which they understand the Torah be telling us, he will call me Divrei Sofrim, even though they're Daraisa. But this sounds like, had this been just their interpretation of the words of the Torah, which they themselves are coming to realize, then how could it not be Kesef Suri? Because the Torah doesn't talk about it. Remember, when the Torah says Kesef, it means Shkalim. So if we want to make this derivation that it has to be Kesef and Shnayim, so then it has to be to Shkalim. How do you get to Maz? So I'm not sure exactly what the Kiryat Sefer would say about that.
Did we say in last year that the fact that it says Chashuv tells you that it can't be the higher form, rather it must be the lower form of Chashuv, which is the Kesef.
Maybe
that is an interpretation of the Rambam.
But that, I agree with that. I just think that that's not something that you would get from the you know, the Dibre, if you're saying Dibre Sofer simply means because they derive it from Gzeira Shava, and because they derive it from Hekesh, then all that, that's what you're saying is a lot more sort of rabbinic creativity than is the standard understanding of what we're talking about when you say Xereshav is, you know, a creative din of the Rabbanan. That's just the Rabbanan, though, in realizing what the Torah is saying, interpreting the Torah. You're not saying interpretation anymore. They're not saying that the Torah interpreted, they're interpreting the Torah to be saying Ma'ah, because that wouldn't be something which would be consistent with principles of what the Torah generally has. So I agree with you, and I think we're going to go in that direction, but the point is, I think that's a deviation from what the Kiryat Sefer's Kir Daraisa is. Meaning, the Kiryat Sefer is essentially saying this din wasn't said to the Rabbanan, that you need to shame in, but they understood it based on the Pesukim. And that's a din Daraisa, why he calls me Divraim, only because that's in general the way the Rambam terms things. All right.